Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. So great to be along with you today. Very important story. What have I told you? There was a way to get our kids Bible study during school hours. There may be a little catch to all of it. I'd say great. I mean, this is what our kids need. We need more of God in school, not less of God in school. The media flips out over this stuff. The left flips out over this stuff. We've got Supreme Court rulings in our favor. And there's a recent piece by NBC News about an academy called LifeWise, which literally does this in 320 schools. They teach Bible study during school hours. It's more than just Bible study, but that's the gist of it. NBC does this story, but they leave out the most important part of this program. The results. Why? Because the media lies by omission, and I believe they have a hatred of God, they have a hatred of religion, and they don't like this kind of stuff. We're going to talk to the CEO of LifeWise Academy, but first I want to tell you the show's brought to you by Midas Gold Group. As always, chaos in the world right now. Now's the time to be investing your money into gold. My friends over at Midas Gold Group can help you. Like I said, I trust these guys. I've known them for years. They support me on all of the outlets I broadcast on. Midas Gold Group is the place to go, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, with that, folks, let's get the show started.
Uncensored and unapologetic, this is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, I told you NBC did this story. So you can look at the headline here. This is online. Prayer, Bible lessons, and a big red bus. How an Ohio group is bringing God to public school. Truth is, I'm actually okay with that headline. I thought they'd actually be worse. And the article they put online, to give NBC, I guess, a little bit of credit, it wasn't horrible, okay? It could have been really bad. Of course, they brought in the other side. Of course, they brought in the anti-religious groups to talk about this. But it could have been worse. The problem I have with this article that NBC ran on its website is that it doesn't talk about the results. It doesn't talk about what LifeWise Academy is doing for kids and how the gains these kids are having in everything from disciplinary actions to suspensions to attendance, the decrease in all of those things, increase in attendance, decrease in disciplinary actions, really is amazing. So they haven't aired the video portion, the NBC News portion yet. I guess the bridge collapse pushed it back. We shall see how that comes out. The problem with the video portions, as a guy who was in mainstream media and worked for NBC for 20 years knows, they get 2 minutes tops to tell that story. The online article had a real opportunity to tell the complete story and they missed the boat. So the CEO responded, CEO of LifeWise, responded to the NBC video. Let me play for you the clip of his reaction to the NBC story online.
Hey everybody, Joel Penton here, founder and CEO of LifeWise Academy. Well, NBC News did a national news piece on our organization. I have to say, I'm a little disappointed because we invited them in, we lined up people for them to speak to, and they left out some of the most critical information. They left out the results. In this news piece, they didn't share what results we're seeing. We get questions every day from schools, from parents, from community members. What are the outcomes? Are you seeing results? And the numbers are in. There are real results. We commissioned a third-party independent study with Thomas P. Miller and Associates. They studied thousands of schools and found that when LifeWise is implemented in a school, attendance goes up. Schools are struggling with attendance post-COVID-19, and with LifeWise, attendance goes up to the point that there's a net increase in class time. Even though kids are being removed for a short period of time for Bible education, they end up spending more time in class simply because attendance goes up so much. Also, in-school suspensions go down, out-of-school suspensions go down, so there's clearly improved behavior. If you're reporting on this, why wouldn't you share these results after we shared them repeatedly? Here's some other numbers we shared repeatedly, and that's that Americans want programs like this. A nationwide scientific poll recently done by RMG Research found that more than 3/4 of Americans believe public school students need moral and character education, and more than half of Americans believe the Bible should be used for that moral and character education. We shared that repeatedly. Again, those numbers were not included. And so if you would like to know for yourself what LifeWise is really about, if you would like to see the results, if you'd like to see the curriculum, if you'd like to figure out how you can start a LifeWise in your community, head to LifeWise.org. That's LifeWise.org. We'll see you there.
All right. And I would urge everyone to go there. Now, I want to be very clear here. I don't ever want to mandate that kids have to go to a class or a program like LifeWise Academy. If parents want to put their kids in an academy like this, I would say have at it. Go for it. Government shouldn't be involved in pushing anything like this, just as they shouldn't be involved in pushing the indoctrination of our children into the LGBTQ alphabet city mania. But Joel was right. When you look at the survey that was done, this was this national survey of 1,000 voters, just some of the answers here from people. In general, is behavior getting... Is behavior and discipline in schools these days getting better or worse? 78% say somewhat worse or much worse. That's clear where parents think schools are going. Given the behavior of students today, do teachers and administrators face greater challenges than they did before COVID? 76% say yes. Would you favor or oppose teaching moral and character education to public school children? 35% somewhat favor, 41% strongly favor teaching moral and character education to kids in schools. And now I'm going to give you an example of this. I was baptized Catholic. I now consider myself Christian. I've got some issues with the Catholic Church, but you know, I'm a Jesus guy and I love church and I love the Bible and I love what it teaches all of us, not just young people. I grew up in Scarsdale, New York. Scarsdale, New York, an overwhelmingly Jewish community. All my friends went to Jewish summer camp. What did I do? Well, I wasn't going to be alone in the summer. I went to Jewish summer camp and I put a yarmulke on Friday night services. And guess what? The message was great. So I would offer up that even if you're in a family that is not overly religious, taking the message from religions like, well, this is why I call it Judeo-Christian values, because the moral values are very, very similar. Why wouldn't you put your kid in a program like this? And so, you know, the media now covers it and they take a totally different take on it. They want to poke holes in it. And then, of course, they don't talk about the results. So the great news is I've got the CEO with me to talk about the results. But before I do that, folks, I just want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Grant, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. That's where I want you to go. I have a Patriot Mobile phone. You will sometimes hear it go off during my podcast because I forget to turn it off. But they're getting it done right. Talk about Judeo-Christian values. This is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. This is perfect for this program. They have a program where they're putting money to put In God We Trust signs in public schools across America. Now, you can imagine the left-wing media flips out over that. They're attacking Patriot Mobile. This is why I want you to switch your cell phone service. Why would you stick around with these big woke cell phone companies when you can go with Patriot Mobile? 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Grant. Use promo code Grant for free activation. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Keep your phone. Upgrade your phone. Same situation as all the other cell phone companies, only they're supporting the things we support. 972-PATRIOT. You tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. Okay, I promised you we would bring on the CEO of LifeWise Academy. LifeWise.org, of course, is the website to go to. Joel Penton is with us. Joel, it is great to have you on the program.
Grant, it's so great to be with you. And man, I don't think this was planned. Did you have any idea that Patriot Mobile actually contributes to our ministry, LifeWise Academy? In fact, that's one of the things that got NBC all worked up was that they knew that they sponsored us.
All right. So, I mean, hey, just for my friends at Patriot Mobile, why don't I do it? Oh, I'm covering up your face, but patriotmobile.com/Grant. There you go. They're great. And this is the kind of thing that Patriot Mobile is doing. Now, LifeWise Academy. Joel, I've started to read a little bit. I've started to do some research on my own and not just take in NBC News articles, but yeah. You're changing hearts, minds, lives of these young people.
Well, as the poll that you just referenced reveals, it is not a secret what is happening in our public schools. It's not a secret what is happening with the next generation. We have removed the foundation of our lives by removing Bible education from the public school day. Our public school system originated with the reason it originated was so that kids could learn how to read, so they could read the Bible. And we've taken the center point, the moral foundation, out of schools, out of kids' education. And so we should not be surprised when things are starting to fall apart. Everybody realizes it. And what we have found is through release time religious instruction, here's a legal way to do it. Exactly what you said earlier. We're not trying to force this on anybody. This is if parents want their kids to have Bible education, here's a legal way to do it. And not only that, we're seeing an impact. Right. Attendance going up, suspensions going down, lives being changed.
I want to talk about all of this, including the way you do this, because that's also when people first hear of it, it becomes very controversial. When you hear how you do it and why you can do it, it becomes less controversial. I want to take this step by step, though, because I first talked about this article the mainstream media put up, NBC News. Now, they haven't aired the video portion of this yet, I think because of the bridge collapse. But this is the article they wrote, Prayer, Bible Lessons, and a Big Red Bus, How an Ohio Group is Bringing God into Public School. Now, the problem is, Joel, is you had given them the results of the program, right? You talked about attendance, suspensions, disciplinary rates, all of these things. Did they put any of that in this article?
No, they didn't. And that's what's wild about it, is that everyone can agree on the issues facing our schools, kids showing up to class, kids behaving, and we're presenting a program that we were, we may at one point release the full recording because we recorded the interview.
Good for you.
But we were repeated in emphasizing that this is getting results, because we know that their audience, not everybody is going to be a Christian, not everybody is going to have the same beliefs, but everyone can get behind the positive results we're seeing in students' lives, unless you fail to mention it.
Yeah. Look, the bottom line is this story, one, is very good and people need to hear it, but two, it serves as clickbait. I mean, I will tell you, you put the headline, Bible study during school hours. People that love the Bible are going to click on it. People that hate the Bible are going to click on it. So NBC News knows what they're doing. They're using this story, I don't think, to benefit children and expand what LifeWise is doing. I think they're using it as clickbait. Even my slate for this is designed to get attention. Bible study during school hours. Yes, it reads.
Yeah,
that's okay by me. But tell the story, man.
Oh, I mean, completely agree. They used all the different kind of signals to the audience to get people worked up. And if you read it, some of it's frankly a bit comical, because I think one of the biggest beefs they have with the program is that the kids who attend LifeWise wear matching shirts once a week when they have LifeWise. And they said that that makes kids who don't attend feel out of place or something. We're sitting here thinking, like, are we really having this conversation? I mean, the guys on the football team wear their jerseys when it's game day. Different kids, you know, some kids play, kickball on the playground. Other kids swing on the swings. Like, kids are used to going to different places. What are we arguing about when we're seeing such a big impact?
You know, what's amazing to me is that why are they so upset about all of this? Why? Why do you think, Joel?
It's hard to say. I mean, you want to have the best. You want to assume the best. You want to assume they are being compassionate, that they are concerned that maybe kids are feeling left out. But that's hard. It's hard to imagine that can be reality, because we know that is not a trend. That when kids are coming to LifeWise, they're learning about love and compassion and respect. They're being a positive influence in the school. We see the positive results. And so I don't want to guess at exactly why it gets people worked up. Honestly, it's just a bit sad to me.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's unfortunate that it's like this. And so here we go again, that the mainstream media doesn't want to tell the whole story on this, but I want to get the whole story from you. So you're in 320 schools now. Is that correct?
That's correct. We're live operation 320, and that may double in the next year.
All right. It's voluntary, correct?
Correct. With parental permission, signed permission slip.
And you take the kids off campus during school hours.
That's correct. The Supreme Court ruled in 1952 that for the Bible to be taught during school hours, it needs to be off school property, privately funded, and students have parental permission. And so we pick kids up, take them off site, teach them a Bible lesson, and then take them back to school.
All right. You mentioned privately funded. So the government is not pushing this or paying for this.
Not at all. We can't take a single penny. The school cannot run off a copy of our permission slip. Everything is from local private donors.
One of the things that NBC brought up, and I always laugh because liberals that don't understand the Constitution don't read the Constitution. My guess is the reporter that did this has never read the Constitution. It's not very long. I mean, I keep it right here. You can fit the whole thing, including the Declaration of Independence, right in a little pocket Constitution. They talk about this violates the separation of church and state. Well, the violation of separation of church and state is nowhere to be found in here. It was a letter from one of our founders to the Baptists in Danbury, but it was not in the Constitution. And in fact, what our founding fathers wanted was a government that lived by the values of what I would call Judeo-Christian values. All they said in this Constitution was the government's not going to tell you what religion to practice. They're going to tell you. Doesn't mean that the government can't have religion in it. It only means the government's not going to mandate what religion you practice. Yet, again, they bring up this line, separation of church and state. I'm sure you get it all the time.
We do get it all the time. And in fact, we don't even mind having questions about that because our response tends to be, guess what? LifeWise Academy is the most beautiful manifestation of this principle of the separation of church and state, because guess what? We pull our big red bus up to the school and we quite literally separate the kids from the public school. We take them to our own facility where we teach them the Bible. The proponents of the separation of church and state should be proponents of LifeWise Academy.
All right. We have a mutual friend who he's Jewish. He knows that I went to Jewish summer camp. I got all kinds of Jewish lines, all because I went to Jewish summer camp. I'm a Christian. It was the best experience for me because it gives me some insight into that religion. And truth is, the teachings are very similar to the teachings that you would get in most Christian churches as well. This is a great experience. Do you have any kids that either are Jewish or Muslim or anything that may go to this this academy, like LifeWise Academy, that aren't Christian?
Oh, we absolutely do. Now, to be clear, LifeWise Academy is a Christian organization. We teach the Christian Bible. In fact, we teach kids through the entire Bible throughout elementary school from Genesis to Revelation. But it is open to everyone, and we certainly have a diverse group that attends. In fact, we had a child. In fact, I think this was actually in the NBC article. They made it a negative, but it's really a positive. A Muslim child who really wanted to come to our program and ultimately got his parents' permission to come to our program. And so, yeah, we're attracting all sorts of people. It's open for all.
All right. So I think that's great. What has it been like with attendance? Do you have numbers on attendance?
We do. Well, right now, as we're serving just over 300 schools nationwide, we have over 30,000 students nationwide being taught the Bible during the school day. Our programs often have upwards of 50% of the entire school student body, again, because it's during school hours. You can integrate it with the schedule. Kids don't have to, you know, get on the bus to go home, have extracurriculars interfering. And so we even have some schools that have upwards of 90% of the entire school enroll.
All right. And what about the improvement of attendance to people that attend, kids that attend LifeWise Academy?
Yeah, what they're finding is that as a school has 10% of their student body enroll in the program, they see a 7% bump in attendance for the school. And what's wild about that, and I mentioned it in the video, is that we don't have kids for 7% of their school time. We have them for less than that. And so just by implementing LifeWise, schools end up with more time with students. We have inner city schools that really have trouble having kids show up for school, and they're telling us repeatedly that the days that LifeWise is held, they're hitting all their attendance goals because kids want to go to school to be able to go to LifeWise.
All right, so that's a benefit. Talk about disciplinary actions, suspension. Schools where LifeWise is, do you have a decrease in suspensions and disciplinary actions?
That's right. At first, you see a decrease right away in in-school suspensions. And then a couple years in, you start to see out-of-school suspensions decrease as well. And again, we receive reports from schools that say they see something like 50% decrease in office referrals, but basically kids being sent to the principal's office.
All right. All of this is proof that LifeWise works. It proves this kind of education is what our kids so desperately need. I want to talk about the war on God that's going on within our schools today, if we will. Just give me 1 second to tell my friends about Midas Gold Group. Midas Gold Group, folks, is a great organization, great company that's been with me for a long time. Here's the thing. There's a lot of gold companies out there that are on so many conservative podcasts. You know, Midas Gold Group has been with the radio show. They're here with the podcast. It's going on 3-4 years now that I've been involved. They've been on my radio show long before I even got there. So these guys are trustworthy. I know them all personally. When you think about investing in gold, I want you to think about Midas Gold Group. Look, China is buying up gold in record numbers. Why? They have no faith in the American dollar today. There is, we talk about a war on God. There's also a war on American cash today, including a war on American cash by our own government that wants a digital dollar. If you're not putting some of your money, I'm not telling you to liquidate it all and put it all in gold. I'm telling you, put some of it into gold as a portfolio protection maneuver, as a safety, security, and even privacy maneuver. Start hoarding it, okay? It's gold you can hold. Bury it in the backyard, put it in your grandma's attic, hide it, put it in your gun safe, but start to collect it. How much? Talk to my friends at Midas Gold Group about that. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, my guest is Joel Penton. He's the CEO of LifeWise.org. NBC just did an article about them, waiting for the video to come out. They failed to give any of the results that we just talked about. I think, Joel, that this is all part of the media and the less war on God and war on religion. Do you believe that war is going on in America today?
Well, I'm a Christian, and so there's always been a war from Genesis 3 between God and the world. And so, I mean, we just as humans by nature, you know, we are sinners, we are fallen, we are broken. And so in our natural state, we are contrary to God. We want to resist God's will. We want to resist God's word. And so that, I don't want to point at any one person or one organization and say, well, they are. But I want to recognize that is just the way the world works. Mm-hmm. And so it's no surprise that just the forces at work in the world want to see this reinstallation of the word of God into the public school day. They want to see it stopped.
Yeah. You know, I've often wondered, why is there a war on God going on? And I believe the left wants all of you beholden to government. They want all of you relying on government and these so-called elected leaders. And if you are beholden to a higher power, that if you have faith in a higher power, well, then guess what? Government becomes less and less important because God gives you free will. He gives you strength. And he gives you the ability to go and do great things with that faith, with that strength, with that free will. Leftists despise that. They want you relying on government for everything. And when you have this faith, they know that it weakens their position as so-called big brother. Joel, you think there's any truth to that?
Oh, there's absolutely truth to that. And in fact, I was just hearing someone speak recently that that those who have faith are the most trouble for governments, right? Because they are beholden to a higher power. That at the end of the day, it was the Christians, right, in the Roman Empire that said, no, we are not going to bow the knee. We bow the knee to one person, and that his name is Jesus. And so, no, we're not going to bow to the governmental authority. And so I agree. I mean, the totalitarianisms, they have to deal with those who say we serve one God alone.
All right. So for kids to go into this LifeWise Academy, do they have to pay to go in it? You raise money from donors. Is it free to people? How does that work?
Schools don't pay a penny, and participating families don't have to pay a penny either. We, as a LifeWise Academy, provide communities with the tools to implement a local program. It's a local people come together to say, yeah, we want to do this. And so we give them the tools and we train them. And so they raise the money locally. So churches and businesses and individuals contribute to see this happen. A local board comes together, a local director, and local teachers come together and provide it locally with the materials we provide.
How hard is it to raise that money? Are these individual donors that are raising this that believe strongly about the future of our young people?
Well, it varies from community to community how hard it is. I will say that the greatest challenge usually isn't the money. What we find is that there are a group of people who care so deeply about the Word of God and passing it on to the next generation. They simply don't know this is possible. And when they find out it is possible, when they find out, wait, our local students can learn the Bible during school hours and all you need is some money, the money starts to come in. That's not the issue. It's really about finding the people. It's about getting the process started. And so that's why I'd love for everybody to jump to our website and find out how they can begin the process in their community.
I would imagine you face the same challenges that I faced when I was with the National Rifle Association. We had a program called Operation School Shield. We would bring in Secret Service agents and ATF agents, retired, and SWAT team members, and go into schools free of charge and make a security assessment, tell them how they could fortify their schools, you know, related to school shootings. But the biggest challenge was our three letters, National Rifle Association, NRA. These schools were afraid to do business with us. They just, even though it was the greatest free program to keep any kid safe, regardless of whether your mom or dad is a Democrat or a Republican, school districts were so hesitant to get involved with the NRA, the greatest civil rights organization that ever lived, the National Rifle Association, certainly the most powerful at one time. I would imagine you've probably faced similar challenges with certain school districts. Oh, we can't touch religion.
Yeah, we have experienced that some, but I'll tell you what, less than we ever imagined. And I think that's for a couple of reasons. Number one, schools today know that there is a tremendous need and they will do whatever it takes to meet the needs of their students. They will link arms with whoever they can to meet the growing need. And secondly, the law is so clear. The Supreme Court ruled so clearly in 1952 that this is legal. Now states have laws on the books. And so school administrators know that they can't get in trouble for this. It's not a gray area. It's very black and white. The Supreme Court said families can do this. And so they see it as a very practical way to meet the needs of students.
Is there an issue with what we would describe as woke school districts versus non-woke school districts?
You know, not so, I mean, you'll see that some in school, particular school board members or particular administrators, you know, there's no necessarily a way to test wokeness, and we don't always speak in those terms. But here's what we find. We're actually very surprised. Some of the districts that you would think would be least likely to be welcoming, some that you would maybe say are the wokest, have honestly opened their doors the widest. We went to one here in Central Ohio that I would have put at the top of the list of the schools that would never allow this. And when we asked to do a pilot program at one of five elementary schools, they said, can you do all five? Yeah. And I think there's a variety of reasons for that. Again, what I said about the need, again, about the legality, but I also think there's certain administrators that know there is a group of society that has felt shut out. So there's a group that is feeling some angst, is showing up at board meetings, is starting to get a little bit loud. And I think they're recognizing here is a positive thing that group can do. A positive thing that is also incredibly legal.
Yeah. Those are the administrators you want to nurture in your communities, folks. If you find them, show them support, pat them on the back, know that they come under fire all the time, but those are the types of administrators we want teaching our children. Joel Penton, it's so great to talk to you today. I appreciate the work you're doing at LifeWise. You said Central Ohio. Where in Central Ohio? I went to school in Central Ohio.
What? Yeah, we're based right here in Columbus, Ohio. I live in Hilliard, a suburb. Oh, yeah. And back in the day, played some football for the Ohio State University.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I went to Denison University in Granville, Ohio, 30 miles east of Columbus. And Woody Hayes was a coach at Denison University before he went to the great Ohio State University. But anyway, I love my Buckeye friends. Joel Penton, thank you so much for coming on. Lifewise.org. I urge everyone to go pay it a visit, lifewise.org. Joel, thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
All right, absolutely. And folks, that's going to do it for us today. Don't forget my website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com, Stinchfield 1776. On all the social media platforms, find me there. Give me a follow, please. It's important that we spread the word. Sign up for the email list. When we get canceled in places, which always seems to happen at certain times, the email list is how I keep in touch with Stinchfield's army. So it is imperative that you sign up for that list. I would appreciate it if you do. GrantStinchfield.com. We will see you on the Real America's Voice show tonight. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. We'll see you soon.